请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Anna wants to write a letter to her friend.
安娜想给她的朋友写封信。
She takes a pen and paper.
她拿一支笔和纸。
First, she writes her name at the top.
首先，她在顶部写下她的名字。
Next, she writes the date on the letter.
接下来，她在信上写日期。
She says, hello, at the start.
她在开始时说，你好。
Anna writes about her day.
安娜写关于她的一天。
She tells her friend that she is happy.
她告诉她的朋友她很高兴。
Anna signs the letter at the end.
安娜在信的末尾签字。
She folds the letter and puts it in an envelope.
她折叠信件并把它放进信封里。
Anna goes to the post office to send the letter.
安娜去邮局寄信。
She buys a stamp and puts it on the envelope.
她买了一枚邮票并把它贴在信封上。
Later, Anna makes a phone call to her friend.
稍后，安娜给她的朋友打了一个电话。
She dials the number carefully.
她小心地拨打号码。
The phone rings and her friend answers.
电话响了，她的朋友接电话。
Anna says, hello, how are you?
安娜说，你好，你怎么样？
Her friend answers, I am fine, thank you.
她的朋友回答说，我很好，谢谢。
They talk for a few minutes.
他们谈了几分钟。
Then, Anna says goodbye and hangs up.
然后，安娜说再见，并挂断了电话。
Anna feels happy after writing letters and phone calls.
安娜在写完信件和电话之后，感到快乐。
Two buildings collapsed in the Hadayak El Kaaba neighborhood in Cairo last night.
两座建筑物在开罗的哈达耶克埃尔科巴社区于昨晚倒塌。
The collapse caused a lot of damage to nearby houses and streets.
坍塌对附近的房屋和街道造成了大量损害。
Rescue teams arrived quickly to help find survivors under the rubble.
救援队迅速到达，帮助寻找瓦砾下的幸存者。
People from the neighborhood joined to support the rescue efforts.
来自社区的人们加入支持救援行动。
Firefighters used special tools to clear the debris and search for people.
消防员使用特殊工具清理碎片并搜索人员。
Several injured people were taken to hospitals for treatment.
几名受伤人员被送往医院接受治疗。
The cause of the collapse is still under investigation.
倒塌的原因仍在调查中。
Many residents are worried about their safety now.
许多居民现在都在担心他们的安全。
Officials promised to provide help and support to the families affected.
官员们承诺向受影响的家庭提供帮助和支持。
Neighbors opened their homes to shelter those who lost everything.
邻居们开放了他们的家来庇护那些失去一切的人。
Volunteers brought food and water to help the survivors.
志愿者带来了食物和水以帮助幸存者。
The city is planning to rebuild the damaged buildings.
该市正计划重建受损的建筑物。
Experts will study the construction quality to prevent future accidents.
专家将研究建筑质量以防止未来的事故。
Many people hope that no more collapses will happen.
许多人希望以后不会再有崩溃。
The community is coming together to recover from this tragedy.
社区正在团结起来，从这场悲剧中恢复过来。
Local leaders thank everyone who helped during the emergency.
地方领导感谢在紧急情况下提供帮助的每个人。
Every year, several swimming accidents happen in the lakes around Munich.
每年，慕尼黑周围的湖泊都会发生几起游泳事故。
These accidents often result in drowning, a serious risk in open water.
这些事故常常导致溺水，是开放水域中的严重风险。
Local authorities have started to study why these incidents happen so frequently.
地方当局已开始研究这些事件为什么发生得如此频繁。
One reason is the warm weather, which attracts many people to swim in the lakes.
一个原因是温暖的天气，它吸引了许多人在湖里游泳。
However, some swimmers are not careful about the strong currents or cold water temperatures.
然而，一些游泳者对强劲的水流或寒冷的水温不够小心。
It is very important to learn how to swim well before entering the lakes.
学会如何游得好非常重要，在进入湖泊之前。
Lifeguards are present at some of the busiest lakes, but not all lakes have this support.
救生员出现在一些最繁忙的湖泊，但不是所有湖泊都有这种支持。
Safety signs are placed near the water to warn people of dangerous spots.
安全标志被放置在水边，以警告人们危险地带。
Unfortunately, some visitors ignore these warnings and take risks while swimming.
不幸的是，一些游客无视这些警告，冒险游泳。
Education campaigns are being organized to teach people about water safety.
正在组织教育活动，向人们教授水安全知识。
Experts suggest that wearing life jackets can save lives in difficult situations.
专家建议穿救生衣可以在困难情况下挽救生命。
Strong currents and underwater plants can make swimming dangerous if people are not careful.
强烈的洋流和水下植物可能会使游泳变得危险，如果人们不小心的话。
Rescue services quickly respond when accidents occur to help victims.
救援服务迅速响应事故发生，以帮助受害者。
Families are advised to watch their children closely near water.
建议家庭密切关注孩子们靠近水边的情况。
Some lakes have special zones where swimming is forbidden for safety reasons.
一些湖泊设有特殊区域，出于安全原因禁止游泳。
Before swimming, people should check weather conditions and water quality.
游泳前，人们应该检查天气状况和水质。
The government plans to improve safety measures at popular swimming locations.
政府计划改善受欢迎的游泳地点的安全措施。
Community awareness is key to preventing future drowning accidents.
社区意识是预防未来溺水事故的关键。
By working together, the number of accidents can be reduced over time.
通过共同努力，事故数量可以随着时间减少。
Bruce Springsteen delivered a powerful performance at his concert in Frankfurt last Saturday.
布鲁斯·斯普林斯汀在他上周六于法兰克福的音乐会中呈现了一场精彩的表演。
The audience was thrilled by his passionate renditions of classic rock songs.
观众被他充满激情的经典摇滚歌曲演绎所震撼。
Throughout the evening, Springsteen incorporated several political messages into his speeches.
整个晚上，斯普林斯汀将几条政治讯息融入他的演讲中。
He emphasized the importance of unity in times of division and conflict.
他强调了团结的重要性，在分裂和冲突时期。
The set list featured hits like Born to Run, Dancing in the Dark, and Thunder Road.
歌单包含了像 Born to Run, Dancing in the Dark, 和 Thunder Road 这样的热门歌曲。
He played these songs with renewed energy and heartfelt emotion.
他用焕发的活力和真挚的情感演奏了这些歌曲。
Unexpectedly, he also introduced a new song that touched on social justice issues.
出乎意料的，他还介绍了一首新的歌曲，涉及社会正义问题。
Fans appreciated the concert's mix of nostalgia and contemporary relevance.
粉丝们欣赏了音乐会的怀旧与当代相关性的结合。
The venue was packed, demonstrating Springsteen's enduring popularity in Germany.
该场地人满为患，展示了斯普林斯汀在德国持久的人气。
During the concert, he spoke about political challenges facing the world today.
在音乐会期间，他谈到了当今世界面临的政治挑战。
His words encouraged hope and active participation in democracy.
他的话激励了对民主的希望和积极参与。
The band played with incredible chemistry, which elevated every song.
乐队以令人难以置信的化学反应演奏，这提升了每一首歌。
As the night progressed, the energy in the arena grew even more intense.
随着夜晚的进展，竞技场内的能量变得更加强烈。
Fans sang along loudly to all the favorites, creating an unforgettable atmosphere.
粉丝们大声跟着所有最喜欢的歌曲一起唱，创造了难忘的氛围。
Springsteen's connection with the crowd was evident throughout the night.
斯普林斯汀与人群的联系在整晚中都很明显。
The concert concluded with a spectacular encore that left the audience cheering.
音乐会以精彩的安可结束，令观众欢呼雀跃。
Attendees described the event as one of the best musical experiences they had ever had.
与会者描述了这次活动，称其为他们曾经拥有的最好的音乐体验之一。
Overall, Bruce Springsteen's concert in Frankfurt was a memorable night full of emotion and inspiring messages.
总体来说， 布鲁斯·斯普林斯汀在法兰克福的音乐会是一个充满情感和鼓舞人心信息的难忘夜晚。
Language is not only a means of communication but also a powerful symbol of cultural identity.
语言不仅仅是交流的手段，还是文化身份的强大象征。
Every community nurtures its own linguistic traditions that shape its members' worldviews.
每个社区都培育其自身的语言传统，这些传统塑造了其成员的世界观。
Language serves as a vessel for passing down history, customs, and collective memory.
语言作为传承历史、习俗和集体记忆的载体。
In multilingual societies, language choice can signify social status, political allegiance, and personal identity.
在多语言社会中，语言选择可以表示社会地位、政治忠诚和个人身份。
The erosion of an indigenous language often implies the loss of cultural nuances embedded within its vocabulary and idioms.
土著语言的侵蚀通常意味着其词汇和习语中所蕴含的文化细微差别的丧失。
Educational policies that prioritize dominant languages can inadvertently marginalize minority tongues.
教育政策优先考虑占主导地位的语言，可能无意中边缘化少数语言。
However, cultural identity is resilient and often adapts to incorporate new linguistic elements.
然而，文化身份具有韧性，并且经常适应以融入新的语言元素。
Globalization, while fostering cross-cultural exchanges, also challenges traditional language boundaries.
全球化在促进跨文化交流的同时，也挑战了传统的语言界限。
Communities may blend languages, creating creoles or pidgins that reflect hybrid identities.
社区可能会融合语言，创造出反映混合身份的克里奥尔语或洋泾浜语。
This linguistic ingenuity exemplifies how identity is dynamic and multifaceted rather than static.
这种语言创造力展示了身份如何是动态且多面的，而非静态的。
Sophisticated language policies can promote bilingualism, fostering pride in both heritage and modernity.
复杂的语言政策可以促进双语教育，培养对传统和现代性的自豪感。
Individuals often navigate multiple cultural codes, switching languages depending on context and cultural expectations.
个人经常导航多种文化代码，根据语境和文化期望切换语言。
Such linguistic flexibility underscores the adaptability inherent in cultural identities.
这种语言灵活性强调了文化身份中固有的适应性。
Language revival movements highlight communities' determination to reclaim their cultural heritage.
语言复兴运动强调社区重拾其文化遗产的决心。
These efforts often involve producing literature, educational materials, and media in endangered languages.
这些努力通常涉及在濒危语言中制作文学、教育材料和媒体。
The digital age facilitates preservation and dissemination of linguistic heritage on a global scale.
数字时代促进了语言遗产的保护和传播。
Understanding the interplay between language and cultural identity fosters greater empathy and cross-cultural respect.
理解语言与文化身份之间的相互作用，能够促进更大的同理心和跨文化尊重。
Ultimately, language is more than words. It is a living testament to the diverse ways humans experience the world.
最终，语言不仅仅是词语，它是人类体验世界多样方式的生动见证。
Philosophical inquiry has long grappled with the intricacies of ethical dilemmas that challenge our fundamental understanding of morality.
哲学探究长期以来一直在应对伦理困境的复杂性，这些困境挑战我们对道德的基本理解。
These dilemmas often defy simple resolutions and compel a deeper reflection on the nature of right and wrong.
这些困境常常违背简单的解决方案，并促使对正确与错误的本质进行更深刻的思考。
Historically, schools of thought such as utilitarianism, deontology, and virtue ethics have provided frameworks for evaluating moral questions.
历史上，诸如功利主义、义务论和品德伦理学等思想学派为评估道德问题提供了框架。
Utilitarianism advocates for actions that maximize overall happiness, often summarized by the phrase, the greatest good for the greatest number.
功利主义主张采取能够最大化整体幸福的行动，通常用短语最大多数的最大幸福来总结。
In contrast, deontology emphasizes duties and rules, suggesting that some actions are inherently right or wrong regardless of outcomes.
相比之下，义务论强调职责和规则，表明某些行为本质上是正确或错误的，无论结果如何。
Virtue ethics, rooted in Aristotelian philosophy, directs attention towards the character traits that constitute moral excellence.
德性伦理学，源自亚里士多德的哲学，指向构成道德卓越的性格特质。
Philosophers like Immanuel Kant, John Stuart Mill, and Aristotle have been instrumental in shaping contemporary moral philosophy.
哲学家如伊曼纽尔、康德、约翰、斯图尔特、密尔和亚里士多德在塑造当代道德哲学方面发挥了重要作用。
Modern debates also consider the implications of relativism, existentialism, and pragmatism on ethical thought.
现代辩论也考虑了相对主义、存在主义和实用主义对伦理思维的影响。
Relativism challenges the notion of universal moral truths by positing that ethics vary with cultural or individual perspectives.
相对主义通过提出伦理随文化或个人观点而变化的观点，挑战了普遍的道德真理的概念。
Existentialism emphasizes personal responsibility and the freedom to create one's own moral framework in an inherently meaningless world.
存在主义强调个人责任和在本质上毫无意义的世界中创造自己道德框架的自由。
Pragmatism, conversely, evaluates ethical theories based on their practical consequences and utility in real-world applications.
实用主义则相反，基于其实践性后果和在现实应用中的效用来评估伦理理论。
The intersection of these theories often creates paradoxical situations that defy easy classification or resolution.
这些理论的交叉常常创造出悖论性的情境，难以轻易进行分类或解决。
Consider the classic trolley problem, which forces a choice between actively causing harm or passively allowing harm to occur.
考虑经典的有轨电车难题，该问题迫使人在积极造成伤害或被动允许伤害发生之间做出选择。
The ethical tensions embedded within such scenarios illustrate the difficult balance between consequentialist and deontological reasoning.
这些情境中所蕴含的伦理紧张关系展示了结果主义与义务论推理之间的困难平衡。
Moreover, contemporary discussions grapple with applying traditional ethical concepts to emerging issues like artificial intelligence and genetic engineering.
此外，当代讨论努力将传统伦理概念应用于新兴问题，如人工智能和基因工程。
Bioethics, a relatively new field, interrogates the moral ramifications of medical and biological advancements, raising questions that were once purely theoretical.
生物伦理学，一个相对较新的领域，审视医学和生物学进展的道德影响，提出了曾经纯粹是理论上的问题。
In political philosophy, concepts such as justice, rights, and equity serve as foundational pillars for ethical governance and societal organization.
在政治哲学中，诸如正义、权利和平等的概念作为伦理治理和社会组织的基础支柱。
The tension between individual freedoms and collective responsibilities remains a central ethical concern.
个人自由与集体责任之间的紧张关系仍然是一个核心的伦理问题。
Ultimately, exploring philosophical and ethical dilemmas requires a nuanced appreciation of diverse perspectives, rigorous analysis, and an openness to complexity.
最终，探索哲学和伦理困境需要对多样化视角的细致欣赏、严谨的分析以及对复杂性的开放心态。
Only through such intellectual rigor can society hope to navigate the often ambiguous terrain of moral decision-making.
只有通过这样的智力严谨，社会才能希望导航经常模糊的道德决策领域。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。